And I had so much last week, I couldn't finish it till it became part two. Putting on the whole armor of God. The breastplate of righteousness. The kids made that, but they didn't study it, the putting on the whole armor of God, and they presented it in their youth service last week. They made that over there too, which kind of reminds us that we need to put on the whole armor of God, and we need to put it on all the time. And if we're missing a piece, we need to put it on, because the wiles of the devil is out there seeking to destroy. I won't read it again, but look at Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. And it talks about putting on the whole armor of God. But I got a commentary about that particular scripture. And especially since it's Veterans Day, we always look at soldiers. Soldiers are trained to keep their equipment in battle-ready condition. Weapons are cleaned and oiled, and communication equipment is checked and double-checked, and helmets are kept in place in case of a sudden attack. So as we prepare so diligently for our human enemy, the Apostle Paul tells us how much more ought we prepare for battle against our spiritual enemy, his name, Satan, the devil, which will attack. He says, only the believer who is grounded in the truth will recognize his lies. Only a personal acceptance by faith of God's love can protect the heart from Satan's fiery temptations. And only a sure knowledge of salvation protects our minds from doubt. And only the Word of God and the power of Jesus Christ can cause Satan to flee in terror. And the question is this, as I bring you this message, are you prepared for battle?